Officials say armed young men from Mapare Town of Lagos State, Rumbeng North County, attacked the Amadiaw cattle camp in Tony East County of Warabu State at dawn on Saturday, killing four people. Later that day, armed young men from Tony East County carried out a revenge attack in Rumbeng North County, killing five people, raiding hundreds of cattle, and destroying government facilities. Acting Rumbeng North County Commissioner Isaiah Akol Mathiang confirms the nine deaths. He says at least others were wounded.
Huge number of armed youths from Ranjang surrounded Rumbeng North and burned down houses, shops and government facilities and killed five people and 11 people wounded. Also on the side of the attackers, four people were killed and then they returned to Warabu State.
Lagos State Police spokesperson Major Elijah Mabormakwaj says the fighting continued all day. He says the number of casualties could rise because the fighting spread to cattle camps and parts of Mapare Town.
The fighting escalated from the outside the county headquarters and escalated up to the town, whereby all shops in the town were burned into ashes, and the fighting continued until 5 hours. Attackers were repelled back or were pushed out from the town. According to reports of casualties, about 8 people killed, wounded 4 policemen and 4 civilians. These 4 policemen were attacked at their stations, and unfortunately this morning I received another report that among the 4 wounded, 1 passed on, succumbed from the wound he sustained.
Makwai says the attackers also broke into Rumbeng North County Prison and released 13 inmates, some of whom are believed to be from Warabu State and were arrested for theft and other offenses. Warabu State Information Minister Ring Adingdeng condemned the violent attacks, including the destruction of government facilities in Rumbeng North County of Lagos State and the cattle raid in Tony East County of Warabu State.
I would like to condemn on behalf of Warabu State government to condemn this cattle raising, and I'm appealing to both communities to come and ask the both government to work hand in hand to trace out those who have done this attack, perhaps, and also those who came from the state, so that we bring them together, and who made this attack will be held accountable.
Tony East County Commissioner John Deng Akongshan also condemned the violence and urged both communities to adhere to the Makwai Peace Agreement signed by both communities in November last year.
I therefore condemn this conflict and act of extending the fight into the government facilities, and I therefore totally want these criminals from both sides, hoping that the life is all about looting or raiding of cattle, that the abuse of responding to that extent of destructing the government facilities that belong to nobody. However, I appeal greatly to both communities, chiefs, politicians, to cooperate and cease out of this senseless and violence. We avoid it.
Lagos State Acting Information Minister William Koji Kirjok also condemned the attacks and urged both communities to refrain from revenge attacks and cattle raids.
Of course, the incident between the community of Ranjang and Pakam of Rumbeng North, it will not be allowed to continue. It has to be brought to an end. Something has to be done about it. So the two governments must come together, find a way forward of how this dispute are brought to an end, the issue of raiding. But what is very unfortunate here, going to the extent of burning houses, burning facilities, they are very unfortunate. Of course, that is not good.
Authorities from both states say CAM has returned to Tony East and Rumbeng North counties. So far, no one has been arrested. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabor in Rumbeng, Lagos State.